May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We are now just 1 week away from Palm Sunday and the beginning of Holy Week. And that's reflected in the lessons that we just heard and in the gospel. Jeremiah spoke of God's promises of a new covenant for God's people. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. The thing about this new covenant is that it is set up for success. There is no way for God's people to mess this one up. Remember the old covenant. How many times did God call the people back when they forgot God? They were really good at messing up, and they did so over and over and over, forgetting God and the promises they had made to God. And God saw this and knew that something more was needed. So God proclaims a new covenant, a new kind of covenant. Something different altogether. This new covenant will be within every person. The covenant will be a part of every person. This one is pure grace. I remember probably about 10 years ago taking our boys, when they were quite young, to Disneyland, which is near where I grew up. We were visiting my mother out there. And that trip, we explored what was then a new section of the park, Toontown. Some of you may have been there, if there's one in Orlando, I'm not sure. But this part of the park had activities for young children and had other kinds of cartoon characters, not just the standard old favorite Disney characters. And I was struck by a sign that I saw there in the middle of Toontown. It was a large yellow sign, like a regular road sign, with black lettering. Usually those signs say something like yield or something like that. But this sign was different. And it struck me so much that I actually took a picture of it, and I have it somewhere in the piles of things in my office. This sign had a large black arrow going around. I think it went around something like this. And it read, "Wrong turn, okay." Wrong turn, okay. Pure grace. With this new covenant, God tells us that it is okay. We too have messed up. Sometimes we have messed up a lot, but it is okay. God gives us help from within and from without, writing the law on our very hearts. God has got our back, so they say. This image out of Jeremiah reminded me of a story out of the Jewish tradition. A rabbi taught his people that if they studied the Torah, the first few books of what we call the Hebrew Scriptures, if they studied the Torah, it would put scripture on their hearts. And he told them that over and over and over. And one day, someone asked him, "Why on our hearts and not in them?" And this is what he said. Only God can put scripture inside your heart. But reading and learning the sacred text can put it on your hearts. And then, when your hearts break, the holy words will fall inside. Can it be that we do not really understand Christ until our hearts have broken open with sorrow, grief, remorse, or even utter joy? Jesus brought the new covenant into being. Pure grace. And Jesus tells his disciples that the time has come for him to be glorified. And then he gives them this image. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. The grain of wheat has to die to itself in order to be transformed. It has to die to what it is, to its present form, or it will remain alone and fruitless. In the same manner, Jesus tells us that we have to die to ourselves in order to be transformed into the person that God would have us become. What does this mean? I don't think it means that we cannot love life, that we cannot love our life, or that we cannot love this earthly life. But think about the image of the grain of wheat. A life apart from God. A life alone and fruitless. A life that puts the individual ahead of all else. That kind of life we need to let die so that something beautiful will be born in its place. Joan Chittister, a Catholic theologian, writes about Lent, that Lent is a call to renew a commitment grown dull, perhaps, by a life more marked by routine than reflection. If you have not spent time in reflection this Lent, perhaps now is the time to think about how you can renew your commitment to God in thanksgiving for God's grace. If you have spent time in reflection and have found that you have made a lot of wrong turns, and who has not, do not be disheartened. Wrong turn, okay. God has placed his word on our hearts so that when we do suffer and our hearts break open, the words can fall inside, becoming even more a part of us. As we say in one of the Eucharistic prayers, evermore give us this grace that Christ may be in us and we in him. And if there is something in your life that needs to die in order that you may be transformed, may you ask God for the strength and the courage to let it go. Amen.
Amen.